Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey guys, in this video, I'm breaking down three of the best Asperger's treatments for you, which is super awesome. All that's coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of stuff. So if you're new around here and you'd like to see some more awesome videos just like this one and be super, super cool, hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell. And if you're watching over on Facebook, which just gives the page a like and a follow to see more videos like this on this page. Right guys, so I am doing this video on three, personally, I've taken these treatments for my Asperger's syndrome diagnosis, and these treatments are really, really cool, and they're like therapies basically. They're not really treatments. When you hear the word treatment, it sounds like it's like drugs and stuff like that, but there's, you know, I do have medication, but that's for like my comorbid conditions. But in terms of this one, it's specifically talking about like therapies that you can use to help with daily life and struggles that people with, you know, Asperger's syndrome on the autism spectrum deal with. So I wanted to break that down right now. But before we get started, guys, I'd like to know, do you have a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome or autism? Or are you just like a parent coming here to figure out what's what? I would love to know. Please leave me a comment in the comment section down below. I'd read and respond to every single comment, and I would love to have that conversation with you. Like, super, love it. Let's get on. So basically, I have had a bunch load of treatment ever since my diagnosis. I had like a bunch load of treatments come in for different things, like treatment plans with this guy, that guy, blah, blah, blah. And I tried pretty much anything I could get my hands on that I feel would really benefit me. And I've tried some, like I did a group counseling therapy where it was like about 12 people sat around the table, and then we talk about like, you know, anxiety and stuff like that. It was like an anxiety support group, and that wasn't so good. And I also had psychological intervention, and that was okay, but it wasn't like, it wasn't really, really good. So in terms of this video, I wanted to go over the ones that I felt were like the best ones, the ones that I got the most out of. And I hopefully that, you know, me telling you this, like maybe you can use this to your advantage, and maybe it'll be something awesome for you. So these are the top three, and we're gonna break them down right now. Okay, so number one is counseling psychotherapy. Now, counseling is pretty darn simple. You have a counselor who's trained in psychotherapy, who knows how to deal with people's emotional differences and their ups and downs and their personal behaviors and behavior personality traits. And then you sit down in a neutral environment that's very calm, relaxed, and then you discuss self-exploring problems, emotional problems, and mental health problems to come to some kind of solution. I guess that's the best way to explain it. But the thing I get most out of counseling is it's almost like a weight taken off your shoulders, because when you're able to vent the things that you feel are like, you know, the most kind of like the things that impact you the most in your life. You know, if you're thinking, oh, you know, I want to talk about my relationship with my parents, but I'm living in the house with my parents, how on earth do I, you know, who do I talk to about this? Because I obviously cannot talk to my parents because it's about them, right? So having a counselor and psychotherapy is pretty cool, because you get to kind of express yourself to your counselor in a way which is non-judgmental. They're not going to judge you. They're going to help counsel and guide you through that on kind of like a self-exploring mission to help you come to some resolution to the problem that you may be presenting. Other times it's nice to just have like a steady flow of therapy from a counselor, because they're listening to you and giving you feedback and making you look inward a bit. And I think that's really good. Not just is it good, I mean, it's super helpful. I have found that the best format for this, for me personally, has been BetterHelp, which is like an online, like a you know, you log in on your phone and you video call, you know, your counselor or whatever. And it's actually been one of the most beneficial ways, because one of the things I was worried about before was that I had to travel like 20 minutes to the clinic and then sit in a waiting room, then go into another room with a person and then do that. And then for an hour and then drive home. And, you know, it's like 2 hours out of your life. And then you've got to prepare yourself and you've got to put on like, you know, proper clothes. You can't wear sweatpants and, you know, make a cup of tea and just sit down. You know, you have to kind of present yourself in a way which is presentable for the outside. But with BetterHelp, I can just sit down on my beanbag and then like just call my counselor and we pay through like PayPal or whatever it is. It's super dope. If you're interested in doing like online counseling like that, I will leave my personal link for BetterHelp down below, and it really helps me out if you use that link. This is not a sponsored video, it's just that I, you know, use them, and it's really cool if you use my link. So, in terms of the rest of it, I'm going to break down other therapies that are basically not counseling, just in case you think like, oh, he's going to talk about different types of counseling therapies. No, counseling was number one. Let's move on. Okay, guys, so therapy number two is relaxation therapy. Now, there are variants of relaxation therapy. You can have like sensory therapy, where you basically use sensory rooms or sensory gadgets and gizmos, like, you know, fish tanks or bubble tubes, and lighting and like soft touch, like walls and like, I don't know, just like lay down like beds and stuff like that. That's like one way sensory. Another relaxation therapy is to sit completely calm and relaxed in a room, listening to like a meditation type of tape, when it's completely controlled, like really calm, nice, relaxing environment, which is super dope. And then one of the other ones I found just incredibly relaxing is vibroacoustic therapy. Now, I've spoken about this in a few different videos, and I actually think I made a video on this a while back. It was a vlog I was doing at a talk in Wrexham, which is close to where I live in the UK, which is in North Wales. And there was a vibroacoustic bed there, and basically it uses like audio waves to vibrate this like bed or chair, and it's so calming. It, like, I almost fell asleep when I did this therapy. It was so good. And a friend of mine, Paul, was with me as well, and we basically tried this bed out. And the chair, I was in the chair, he was on the bed. And then the therapist was kind of like showing us around like the room and all the stuff, and you put on different tapes, and it was just absolutely fantastic. And they have a few locations. I think one of them is like located in Chester, another one's in Wrexham. I'll try and leave a link for them down below, vibroacoustic therapy. I would highly recommend checking that out. They're really, really good, but I found that one the most like just amazing. And honestly, like, I said to the person, I was like, I've never heard of this stuff. She said, no, it's big in the States. And she had to go over to the United States of America to do the training and get all the equipment and then like ship it back over. And it's like a whole thing. And it's super effective. I found it amazing. And Paul really enjoyed it as well. So yeah, big thumbs up for vibroacoustic therapy and the other types of relaxation therapy that you can use. But relaxing is a form of therapy, and I find it really difficult to relax. So that's why I found real benefit in vibroacoustic therapy. So yeah. Okay, guys, number three, the last one here in my list of super top three treatments for Asperger's syndrome, because that's what I had diagnosed with. And I know that it's now called just autism spectrum disorder, but my diagnosis papers had Asperger's on it, so hey ho, what can you do? So this one is occupational therapy. Now, occupational therapy is specifically designed for the thing that you need. So in my case, I went to see an autism like occupational therapy group, and I asked them for help and support with my like, I kept bumping into things like spatial awareness and stuff like that. And then they said it was to do with sensory processing disorder, which is comes comorbidly with autism, right? And so they gave me this, like, we did loads of therapy, and it was just absolutely fantastic. We did a thing called the sensory diet, which is not food, it's like physical activity. And you guys have to hit that subscribe button and the notification bell, because I'm gonna do a video where I'm gonna do a week on the sensory diet and film every day to show you like what it's like, how to do it, what it was like before and after, and all that kind of stuff, and see the difference that it makes to like my functions. So basically, like, when I was putting cups down, I was missing the edge of the table, or if I was taking the cup out of the cupboard, I'd like hit my hand on the cupboard, and I get really sore arms because when I open a door, like, I don't open it wide enough to fit through it because I have no idea of the spatial awareness. It's a big issue. But the sensory diet actually helped with that. It didn't cure it, obviously there's no cure, but it definitely helped it. And it was just really effective. I'm very, very happy with it. And I found that the occupational therapist was just amazing. Like, she knew everything there is to do with sensory processing disorder and knew exactly, like, I was like, yeah, but there's this thing, you know? And I'd say something completely like, how is this related to sensory? And she'd be like, oh, it's like this. And she'd show me like the proprioception chart and talk about muscles and stuff. And I'm like, this is just amazing. This is, where have you been all my life? Like, how did I even survive without knowing this information? So that's super, super awesome. I am going to do a video, like I said, on the sensory diet specifically because I've had a lot of questions and stuff about that and emails. So I'm going to do a video on that because it's going to be a really good guide to doing, you know, that type of thing. So I think it's going to be really, really beneficial. But occupational therapy is something you can access through your doctor's service or your clinic. So whoever is looking after you and your condition, you can ask to be referred to an occupational therapist. I use the ASD Info Wales. If anybody living in Wales, I don't know, obviously a small minority of my viewers are in Wales in the United Kingdom, but they're the ones who hooked me up with an occupational therapist in Wales. But you can just speak to your clinic, or if you're in America, speak to your insurance company and see if they can hook you up with an occupational therapist. I highly recommend it because it's not scary therapy, it's very good and highly effective therapy. I can't rate it enough. I mean, like out of 10, that gets a 10 out of 10, like straight up, like 11 out of 10. Why not? 11 out of 10. Dishing out these 11s, just... Anyway, guys, I hope you found some kind of, you know, new information from this video and ways that, you know, you've never thought about that could probably help you with your condition. And if you think this can help somebody else, why not share this on their Facebook page or their Twitter account? It'd be super cool. And if you could just do that for me anyway, help spread the word, that'd be super cool as well. All right, I will see you in the next video because you're coming back because I love you. All right,